B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, my God.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Stacy. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning.
What brings you to Morning Court today? There's something going on at work, I can tell.
Yeah. Okay, so years ago, my husband and I, we've been married for about 8 years, and he works in computer science at a large company. We will not say the name here.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
And I run my own flower shop.
And you're not going to say that either, right? Because
probably a bad idea.
Protect the innocent. Okay.
Right. So as a favor to my husband's boss, I hired the 17-year-old daughter for the summer. Mm-hmm. To be honest, my husband is trying to get this promotion soon, and he heard his boss talking about his daughter needing a summer job. So he jumped in and said, hey, we'd love to have her at the flower shop.
We would, huh?
So it really, I could always use more part-time employees, and he knows that. So I didn't mind that he went ahead and offered it to her without telling me.
Need some help, yeah, yeah. And it's okay. Helping out the boss's daughter, sure.
It's fine.
But,
there's always the but, right?
Yep.
It's been a disaster.
Oh, boy. Why? What's going on?
Well, okay, first of all, she's on her phone all the time. Yeah. She's late all the time. She knows everything because, you know, I'm trying to show her how to make flower arrangements, which it's kind of important. I mean, we're at a flower shop.
Seems like it'd be a specific way of how you want things done, right? Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly right. And she does not want to take my advice when I'm trying to give encouragement on, you know, how to make these arrangements better.
So you got
to
rearrange them, so to speak.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. She calls in sick all the time when it's nice weather.
Yep. Huh. It doesn't sound like it's going good at all. And
I could go on, but I think you get the picture, right?
Yeah. You got all summer with this girl, right?
Yeah, and that is true.
Okay.
I told my husband, I'm like, I cannot take this anymore, okay?
Yeah.
This is not working out. And he's like, well, she only needs to be hired through the summer. She's going to be gone after that. Not that big a deal. You know, to me it is, but anyway, obviously, she's a daddy's girl. She's an angel in the eyes of my husband's boss. I mean, we can see that.
Have you tried to talk to her, though? I mean, that's the first question we'd ask. Have you sat her down and said, hey, can I coach you? or anything?
Yeah. And, you know, I really have. I really have. And she just, like I said, she thinks she knows everything.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
And she just, you know, this stuff, it just keeps continuing.
Okay.
It goes in one ear and out the other. So I'm to the point where now I'm like, I almost rather pay her not to come in.
Wow. You know it's bad when you pay someone not to come in.
Wow.
Stacy, so you came to get some advice, and hopefully our listeners will be able to offer you some. So stay tuned the next half hour or so, okay?
Yes.
Again,
yes,
she's tried to talk to the girl, and that hasn't worked. So what should she do? Tough it out for the whole summer? Lot left. Or is there a better answer? Okay, 888-410-1057. Let's see if we can get the phones ringing for Stacy. Sounds like a very nice lady. And it's a busy time of year, weddings and all that happening for florists. So she's got to get to the bottom of it. Thank you, Stacy. Stay tuned, okay?
Yes, thank you.
So where do you think the problem stems from?
Oh, God.
At the flower shop.
A whole call.
How could she nip it in the bud?
Yeah, Brian, that's right.
No.
Okay.
No.
She's in a bind, though, right? Because it's her husband's boss's daughter. And do you think she knows that? The daughter, you think she's playing that little card?
I feel like maybe she is.
Okay, so what advice do you have? What can Stacy do, if anything? 888-410-1057. She's going to sit back and listen to your advice today. So let's let her have it, as they say. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Yeah, that's Elton John, Rocket Man. Not giving away tickets yet, but we will be in the 9 o'clock hour. We go commercial free for 2 hours and then give you a chance to win tickets to Elton John. This farewell Yellow Brick Road tour. That's going to be it next summer at Gillette. So Make sure you stick around with us during the 9 o'clock hour. Right now, it's Morning Court helping Stacy out. Right, Stacy's situation is she's hired her husband's
boss's teenage daughter for the summer in an attempt to get in the good graces of the boss.
It's not working out.
No.
Kid likes to spend her time on the phone, not doing much, not a good listener. Shows up late. It's not going well. So, Marianne, what advice do you have for Stacy today? Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I would tell her to fire her right now. Don't wait. Right now.
Seriously.
It would be a good life lesson. Yeah, it would be a good life lesson for this young woman. I mean, she could give her a warning first, but she's obviously taking advantage of, you know, this poor woman who's trying to run a legitimate business and has a very thin, I'm sure, profit margin. So, you know, if she can't be peaceful about this young woman in her employment, maybe it's time to let her go, I think. Yeah.
Wow. What about the boss? What about, like, okay, so she runs home and says, Daddy.
Right.
So-and-so's wife just fired me.
Yeah. And then, she's going to do that.
And then,
all right, Marion. You say, damn the torpedoes, huh? Full speed ahead.
Yeah, I mean, she could give her a warning first if she'd like, and document everything and then fire her.
Okay.
I know that's kind of tough, but give her a warning.
Because that's what you would do without that other circumstance. If it wasn't the boss's daughter, the kid needs to learn a lesson, but I know the husband's not going to be happy with that. All right.
I know. It's a tough situation for her, and I really feel bad for her.
Marianne, are you a boss? Just wondering.
No, I'm not a boss.
Okay, you could
and
be,
I have
though.
Lost a job as a teenager, though. Actually, you know, it was a good life lesson for me when I lost a job because I wasn't performing. So
that's it.
You know,
someone needs to talk to her. All right, thank you, Marianne.
Yeah. You're welcome. Have a great day.
You
all right,
too.
Let's say hi to Bob. Hey, Bob, what's up? What do you say to our listener, Stacy, today?
Well, I believe it's just management 101, similar to what that lady just said. Sit her down. What are the observations she's seen? Reinforce the expectations related to the job, the phone use, the work schedule, and then let her know that there's ramifications if she doesn't execute against those expectations. And most importantly, document, document, document. So that's what I would, that's what I'd recommend.
Follow I document everything.
You do? You do? Oh, boy. Bob. Hey, Bob. You hiring, Bob? No, that's good advice. Look, the kid needs to grow up. You can't just kid gloves. Because
she's running a business.
Yeah, it's still the boss. It's her husband's boss's daughter. So
I'm going to tell daddy.
Yeah, that's what he's afraid of. But if she doesn't perform and she can say, well, look, I talked to her, I tried, that's going to make the difference, right?
Yeah.
Because if her dad's a CEO, he's
going to understand. Right, he's going to understand.
Right. Good stuff, Bob. You know what? You'll find that most Bobs have common sense. I like that.
Most.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right, Bob?
Most. Very well put.
See you, Bob. Okay. Karen, what do you say, Karen?
Hi. What I would do with her is I would cut her hours down to a minimum of maybe a four-hour shift, and then you wouldn't have to deal with it, and everybody would be happy.
So just cut her hours. And then maybe she'll.
Right.
You know what? Here's
That's
here's
when the, I knew I wasn't the greatest waitress.
Right.
And I'd look at the week's schedule and be like, wow, I really have a lot of hours.
When they cut your hours, then she might be asked to come and say, well, why are my hours been cut? And then you just say, well, I need the most and the
or
best.
Or you do like me and you're just like, I think I better wrap this career up.
Yeah. All right, Karen. Thank you. You know, one way or the other.
More.
All righty then. Thank you, Karen. Leah, what advice do you have for Stacy today?
Well, my thought is if the husband got her into this, the husband should get her out of this.
Yes.
He should go to his boss and say to him, listen, I just want to talk to you. My wife and your daughter are not really clicking. What motivates your daughter? She does not seem very happy in this job.
Wow.
That then takes it out of the employer's problem and puts it back on the dad. Obviously, this daughter doesn't have work ethic. But if they approach the boss before the daughter can go crying to daddy, she doesn't like me.
Yeah.
right?
There it is. Leah.
There it is, Leah. But
Leah.
I love putting all my problems on dad.
Here's the thing.
Yes, Leah.
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. If you do that, you're handling it in a professional manner that the boss will end up respecting.
I like it. That's good advice.
Instead of not saying anything at all and not teaching her a lesson, he can go home and say to his daughter, what's going on at work?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What seems to be the root of the problem?
Yeah.
Where does it stem from?
Oh,
you could ask that, right?
Stop. Stop.
Right, Leah?
I'm actually going to die.
Bye, Leah. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Who we got here? All right, James.
I don't really have any advice. I think you guys should change the name of the show to The Bad Pun Show.
What? I don't know why you say that.
Don't insult Bob. He'll make more puns.
I don't know where that stems from.
Yeah, exactly. Case
of point. I think Bob rose to the occasion.
You're going from bad to worse.
All right, James, fine. I'm done. No more.
Thanks for the laughs, guys. Appreciate it.
Bye. All right, fine.
Once and for all, that's it.
That's good. That's it.
Oh, all right, Brian. Help me.
Keeping up.
Help 757. Me, everyone. Help me.
That is a cry for help. It was legit. Wow. All right, 888-410-1057. We're here helping Stacy out, not you, okay? Let's see if we can get to the, again, never mind.
All right.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Okay, it's 8:25. We talked to Stacy earlier for Morning Court. Nice lady. She's busy time of year because she runs a floral shop.
Yep.
Doing a lot of weddings and because things are kind of getting back to normal. She's hired her husband's boss's daughter. Here's what Stacy had to say about that.
As a favor to my husband's boss, I hired the 17-year-old daughter for the summer. To be honest, my husband is trying to get this promotion, but it's been a disaster. She's on her phone all the time. She's late all the time. She knows everything. Calls him sick all the time when it's nice weather. I told my husband, I'm like, I cannot take this anymore, okay? This is not working out.
Not working out at all for Stacy, mm-hmm. okay?
Yep.
So, listen, she can't. We've had folks call and say, just fire. Just get it over with. You know, just say it's not working out. And that you can't do that. I mean, it's, first of all,
right.
Why can't we sit the girl down if you're going to.
She's young. She needs, you know.
Just, you know, coach her up a little bit. It's her first job. So she needs to understand what the real world is like when daddy's not around.
Exactly.
Right? Okay. So, what advice would you have for Stacy? Kathy, what do you say?
So cut her hours. Just tell her, you know, I'm not as busy as I thought I was going to be, and somebody else needs the hours a little bit more, so are you going to be on an on-call basis? And I think that'll work out great for both of us. And
except it's really busy. That's the problem.
Yeah, but she doesn't know that.
Yeah, well, the kid might know that.
That's right, but she doesn't know how busy they are, maybe, if she's only part-time, right?
So yeah.
And make her hours almost impossible for her to make a time. I tell her, you've got to be on time. You've got to be strong.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And that's not bad advice.
I like it.
That way, she's right. Making the girl make the decision on.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
Good.
All right, Kathy.
Good one.
Right. I like it.
Awesome.
Thanks, Kathy.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Justin, what do you say?
Thanks for taking me. So I was saying, you can't have workers being like that. Because when I walk into a shop and I see people on their phone and they're not doing the things that they're supposed to do, it shows inconsistency and it represents the entire company.
No, she knows all that. But what to do is the question.
I mean, you're going to have to be straight with her. I'm straight with my employees. When
even though it's a boss's daughter, I maybe he just has to just have a soft touch about it. She does a soft touch about it. Yeah, but you're not wrong. Yeah. I mean, someone needs to coach this kid. You can't just let her, right?
Right.
Just
boss's
get away with it.
Not,
all right.
I've talked to CEO's kids, and they don't like it.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's right. I like Justin just takes the full-on approach. Just go for it. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's
right?
True. Yeah.
Yeah. And let the chips fall. Whatever.
Yeah. For husband to doesn't get the promotion, though.
Yeah. It's tough.
It is.
But
I'll hire him.
All right.
But you got to do the right thing, too. Okay. Right. Thank you, Justin. Appreciate you listening.
Thank you.
Lori, any advice today for our...
good morning.
Good morning, Lori.
You know, I was just thinking about the big picture. Mm-hmm. And, you know, 8 weeks over the summer, 10 weeks, $1,600, $2,000 out of pocket. And that big raise, maybe, you know, $15,000 or $20,000 a year annual income. Paying the daughter just to get through the summer.
Yeah.
Oh, to get the raise.
And you get the raise.
Oh, I see. So I got gotcha. You.
Way more money.
You're saying big picture. Put up with it.
Get the, she's
oh, your
doing
daughter
the math.
Is great.
She's doing the math.
How about Lori here?
I'm doing the math.
All Lori's like saying it. Is your daughter was incredible.
Take one for the team.
Yeah, honey.
Exactly.
Lori, you're sneaky. I like it.
I like it.
That's pretty good. Just put up with it for the big, day. Right? Look
for
at
the
Lori.
Big
Look
stuff.
At you,
that's
Lori.
Right.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's even more fun when you're trying to, you can get a little sneaky time.
She's sneaky. Lori was sneaky. See what she did there? Did you see what Lori did? She said, look, just put up with it. Get that raise. Get that promotion.
Yeah, then.
Be funny.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, and then Stacey could say to her husband, hey, listen, I took one for the team. How about you get me a little something nice for my troubles?
Right.
Oh, Lori said, Stacy would
say
that
to her husband.
Wow.
Once he gets the big promotion.
See, that's
good.
It's a
long con.
Right?
Maybe yeah. I like
a long con.
Yeah. I love a long con.
Then what does Stacy's mom get? That's what I want to know.
Well, Stacy's mom's got it going on.
She does. She doesn't need anything. Stacy's mom is fine.
All right. Stop
All
the
right.
train.
Laura. I love it. Laura. Okay. What do you say to Stacy?
I say you need to set the expectation. This is her first job, and she's a teenager. She's never done this before. Tell her no cell phone usage. You have to be on time. Set the expectation. If she can't live up to the expectations, then there's no job.
Yeah, I mean, that's real world right there. You got to set the expectations. So there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Right?
No, absolutely. It's her first job, teacher.
Exactly. Don't just fire her. Thank you, Laura. Good advice. Okay, thank you. Linda, what do you say?
I was just thinking that maybe this was a test for the husband indirectly to see how he handles things. Like maybe the boss was like, hey, I'll send my kid in as a spy for the summer just to see what's going on there.
So. I love it.
Some Jason Bourne level stuff.
Someone's been beach reading. I think it's fantastic. You're not just going to have a regular situation and be like, now you find out in chapter 4 that the boss is like, hey, am I going to promote this guy or is he going to be wishy-washy about my crappy daughter?
Because if he doesn't tell me my daughter stinks at work, then I don't want him running my company.
You should be an author.
That's pretty good,
Heard
Linda.
Heard it here first.
Thank you, Linda. Let us know when you write that book. Wow, that's
I love
that,
it.
Man, I the minds of our listeners.
Long just, cons, plot it's
awesome.
Twist, it's got everything.
They take you places where I didn't expect to go. That's good. Okay, I think Stacey's got enough info, don't you think?
I think so.
Okay, but everyone agrees you can't just let it slide. You just got to deal with it, let the girl know the expectations are not being met.
Right.
And maybe, you know my old boss used to say, give them every opportunity to succeed. Then
really?
Fire him. Okay.
Really?
Yeah, that's what he used to say.
Give them every opportunity.
Did he tell you that just before he fired you?
No,
I didn't. Oh, okay.
We got along swimmingly.
Oh, good.
That's all. He wouldn't have told me that, Brian. Anyway, LBF, we're going to give you every opportunity to do the dirty laundry. Yes.
Okay.
What do you got?
I am going to play a clip of the trailer to the new Sopranos movie, the prequel.
It's
so
good.
Amazing.
It is so good. All right, that's coming up next, Dirty Laundry. But please don't forget, Elton John tickets in the 9 o'clock hour. Coming up, we're going to tell you exactly when to listen, that 10-minute window next, okay? Don't go anywhere. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more, the great Boston Man. More than a feeling, of course. Yeah, more than a feeling today, I'll tell you that. It's going to be hot. 97 today. Hey, we could beat the record of 95. Congrats, everybody. We're on our way. It's already 83.
Oh, man.
Yep, already 83. Hey, Dave called because there's still folks are still chiming in about Stacy hiring her husband's boss's daughter. And Dave said, just treat her like any employee. That's probably what the girl's dad wants. He want, because he knows that her daughter probably needs
a little tough love.
Yeah, and hear someone else's voice. So saying, just treat her like you would any other employee. I think that's pretty good, right?
Maybe she'll bloom.
Maybe she could. She could bloom at the flower shop, Brian. Huh?
See what happens? This is called Stockholm Syndrome, everybody. Just so you know, so you'll all understand.
I happen to like it.
Oh, yeah. It
makes me laugh. Hey, Mike wants last call. Mike, what do you say today for Stacy?
I was thinking the same thing as Linda in a way, but I was thinking it's a test to the husband to see if he will say the right thing about his daughter.
So you and Linda, you know what I mean? Are like on next
like
level.
Yeah, right.
You guys are playing chess. Yeah, we're playing checkers down here.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, I'm not even playing.
I was playing Clue. Yeah.
We don't have one. Thanks, Mike.
All right, love you guys.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Colonel Mustard.
Cool. In the library with the flowers.
You're right, chess, checkers, Clue. We're idiots, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
Heard it here first.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Seems like we're still playing checkers.
Yep.
Not Mike and Linda. Nope. They're thinking next level. All right, that's fine. Okay. We're cool, right?
All right, we're cool.
We cool?
Yeah.
We cool.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.